Harper Audio presents The Boy Detective, A New York Childhood by Roger Rosenblatt. Read by Robert Fass. My dear fellow, said Sherlock Holmes, as we sat on either side of the fire in his lodgings at Baker Street, life is infinitely stranger than anything which the mind of man could invent. We would not dare to conceive the things which are really mere commonplaces of existence. Arthur Conan Doyle, A Case of Identity. Not less because in purple I descended the western day through what you called the loneliest air, not less was I myself. Wallace Stevens, Tea at the Palaz of Hoon. Why do you have to go back? It's not over yet. Harper. The Boy Detective. It was ice, pal, I don't mind telling you. The revolver was ice. Since 9-year-olds didn't wear suit jackets, I had to carry it in a jury-rigged shoulder holster under my polo shirt, and the cap gun was ice against my chest. The look was that of a kid who had just snitched a mango from a fruit stand and was trying to conceal it. Nonetheless, I managed to maintain a grim, professional demeanor, lest my suspects spot any weakness and get the upper hand. I trailed them among the secret stores and wholesale houses of the neither-here-nor-there neighborhoods of downtown New York. Most of them hung around the MetLife building, which looked innocuous enough, but clearly was teeming with crime. The businessmen under my surveillance also looked harmless, to anyone but me. I trailed them at short distances, called rough shadowing in the trade, making it easy for them to notice me.